The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks, and I have got a holy cow episode. It's been a while since I've given you the actual VAERS data, the stuff that even conservative media, for some reason, does not report accurately to you. For some reason, I don't know why. But the liberal media loves that we don't report accurately the VAERS data, but I'm going to, as much as we possibly can, report it accurately. I'm giving you the calculated VAERS data. And this is not a scam. This is not scaremongering. And in fact, for those of you that are skeptical and just started watching this because you saw the title or you're listening on radio, you'll see what I'm talking about or hear what I'm talking about. But if you're skeptical and thinking, oh my gosh, this is over the top. In fact, I'm underselling it and I'm giving you best case scenario. This is not a joke. I am giving you what I think is the best case scenario, and these are the low end numbers. And you probably, people are thinking, no, this is ridiculous. These numbers are astronomically high. No, these are the lower end numbers, and you're going to see that I'm giving 100% the truth, and I'll show you and explain to you how everyone has been lying to you about VAERS when they give you the VAERS numbers, or at least they might not be lying, but psychologically, they're making you think the numbers are extremely low when they're extremely high. And it's frustrating to me. It's frustrating because I come out of the world of radio, and I know how ratings work, and I know how they calculate ratings in order to see how well a radio station is doing. VAERS is kind of like that, except for it would be like if you're a radio host, that's the world that I come from, and you're the number one host in the market, but they don't calculate the data and they only give you the raw data and they put you in last place where everybody else gets calculated. But your data, they don't calculate and say, we didn't do the mathematics to calculate the data of our sample size. We just reported only the sample size and said, that's the only listeners you have. That's basically what they have done with VAERS when they give you the numbers, and it's frustrating. So here's the real numbers. U.S., this is just in the United States alone, folks. Factor that, too. This is only the United States. This is not world numbers. But some people think they're so big that they're world numbers. The U.S. calculated VAERS data. Over 7.2 million have been hospitalized. 1.2 million dead in America alone. And these are the low-end numbers, I promise you. 2.3 million permanently disabled, 2.1 million myocarditis cases from the vaccine. This is all from the vaccine, folks. All from the vaccine. Millions and millions. And some of you are thinking, no, this can't be. Oh, and I didn't even give you, it's also, they have shown that the vaccine can be 98 times worse than COVID-19 for young adults. 98 times. That's times, not percent. Not 98% worse. 98 times worse for a young person to get the vaccine than to get COVID. That's really like 9,700% worse. I like trying to give you the real numbers so people understand, because hardly anyone gives you the real numbers. It blows my mind. They'll tell you VAERS is underreported, but they don't try to give you the real numbers. I'm giving you the calculated numbers of the factor of 41 because of Steve Kirsch and the awesome job that Steve Kirsch, look up Steve Kirsch if you don't know who he is. He's a liberal, by the way, or was his entire life, but he studied what you have to do and did the most work, so I like using his equation. There are different equations out there of how to calculate a VAERS. I've always thought Steve Kirsch, and even he says it might be on the low end, his factor of 41. Other people try to argue, oh, no, it's a factor of 20. I don't buy that at all. Then there's the other end, where people say, no, VAERS only reports 1% of what you are seeing. only 1% of what is seeing. And I'm not even using that. That could be the case, by the way. And I might even show you those numbers so that you can understand what that is. Because I hate that people say these things, but they don't show you what it actually means. I show you exactly what that means. When someone says VAERS is underreported by a factor of 41 and did a ton of research, a guy who has two MIT degrees, okay? This is why I use Steve Kurz. Steve Kurz has two MIT degrees. He did all the research. I trust that Steve Kurz is close to it, but even Steve Kurz says that's probably the safe low end. He even thinks, I think it's the low end too. The greater odds is it's much worse. But I don't want people to accuse me of scaremongering. I don't, and lose any credibility. So to keep my credibility safe, I'm giving you the best case scenario numbers in my mind, not the worst case. If I wanted to scaremonger you, I'll show you later what numbers I could have used to scaremonger you, okay? Just so you understand that I could put in and legally say, well, this is how I calculate it. And a lot of people in the media say that that's how you should calculate it. But I didn't do that. I didn't go with the worst numbers. And it's still horrific. Still, people will think that I'm scaremongering when I'm not. I'm giving you the truth. The problem is others aren't giving you it. They're not giving you the truth. I'm going to give you Dr. Gina from Dr. Gina Primetime. I got to play you some of what was said, and they show you the VAERS numbers, but they don't do the calculation. And that's frustrating to me. But I do want to go through what the conversation is. And I'm not blaming Dr. Gina. She at least gives the VAERS stuff, and she constantly says that it's underreported. So she does her job. But I wish they would do the calculations and put up the calculated numbers. Let me one more time explain. When you say, let me give you the deaths on VAERS so you get a better understanding. 30,000 deaths is what it says on VAERS, okay? If you do a factor of 41, you times 30,000 deaths by 41, you get 1,230,000 deaths. It's actually over 30,000 deaths. I'm rounding down too, folks, when I'm doing these numbers. Not only am I giving you best case scenario, I think, with the calculation, but I'm also rounding down, not rounding up. And we're still getting these astronomical numbers. So it's more than 30,000 deaths on VAERS, but I'm rounding down to 30,000 deaths. Rounded down, times it by 41, that means best case, this is the very best case scenario of deaths in America from the vaccine. 1,230,000 people have been killed by the vaccine with a factor of 41. Now, if you get mad and say I'm scaremongering, anyone who tells you only 30,000 people have died or just over 30,000 from the VAERS system and tries to tell you that that's the number of deaths in America, that's the liar. Not me. They're the liar. They know that VAERS, or at least they should, know that VAERS is a sample size. It really is a poll. It's a poll taking a super small sliver sample of what's happened in America. Now, let me show you how ridiculous it is to just report those without calculating. It would be like, and I've used this example before, a politician running in a state, let's just choose Nebraska. He's running in a state and they poll a few hundred people. And 300 people say they support that candidate out of, let's say, 500. They've polled 500 people. 300 of those 500 people say they support this candidate. And then imagine the news reporting to you. On the news, this candidate in Nebraska only has 300 supporters in the entire state. Only 300 people support this candidate in the state. No, he got 300 in a sample size. Therefore, he has a majority. He's going to win the election in Nebraska. You understand? But the media could say, oh, only 300 people in the entire state. That's what we found. Only 300 people in the entire state. That's what VAERS is doing. When someone gives you, VAERS only says 30,000 people have died. Only over a few, a little bit over 30,000 people have died in the United States. That's the same thing. That's like saying a candidate only has 30,000 votes in the United States. That's exactly what it's doing. Donald Trump, they did a poll and he only got 30,000 people in this poll that said that they would vote for Donald Trump. So he only has 30,000 people that like him. That's it. That's what they're doing. No, that 30,000 in VAERS is supposed to be. Go ask the CDC. It's a sample size. It's supposed to be calculated. And I'm doing the calculation for you by the factor of 41. And that's on the low end and the safe end. So I'm not scaremongering. I'm keeping the numbers even lower than what they are. And they're much worse, most likely, than what I am reporting. Now you know I'm not the liar. The people that try to trick you into thinking that the vaccine is safe and it's not doing a lot of harm, they're tricking you and they're using VAERS and taking a poll, a sample, and telling you that's the actual numbers. The media, like CNN, will do that and they will lie. They're lying and deceiving you, and that's how they're doing it. Now you know I'm the truth teller. Let me get to Dr. Gina and what happened on her show.
All right, health experts worldwide calling for mandatory vaccinations in universities, ethically unjustifiable in a shocking new study. 9 health experts from Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and other top universities analyzed data from the CDC and sponsor-reported adverse event data. They found that for every COVID hospitalization prevented by boosters administered to young adults, 18 to 98, serious adverse events were recorded. In other words, following the science, this can only lead you to one conclusion, that a vaccine booster for a young adult is up to 98 times worse than the virus itself. The researchers went on to acknowledge that this finding was a conservative and optimistic assessment of benefit at best.
That's at best 98 times worse. Again, percentage-wise, I believe, if I'm doing it right, that's 9,700% worse. It's amazing. More.
I like the VAERS site, right? Because the estimation didn't even take into account the protection provided by prior infection, something that even Dr. Anthony Fauci in 2004 said was the most potent vaccination. Joining us live now to comment on all of this, CEO and producer for Andy Wakefield Media, Lori Martin Gregory. Lori, how is it that our government is still pushing these third and fourth shots? My dad told me now he's had a few boosters. I don't even know what that means. With these kinds of findings out there, why isn't the mainstream media reporting this science?
Well, Dr. Gina, you know, it's because who pays for that news, right? Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hold on, that's such a great point. The reason why you're not getting the truth and have never gotten the truth, brought to you by Pfizer. What's she talking about? Well, I actually have a montage for you. Take a look.
It is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
There you go. You see what we're talking about. Why don't you get the truth? You know why. Back to Lori Martin.
And this is one of the reasons why shows like yours are so important, because you're independent. You're reporting the truth. You're reporting actual factual data, rather than continuing to pump out the same old junk science that we've seen for decades. And this is really almost a terror campaign at this point. Can you imagine half the world has had the COVID shot and a good chunk of them have had the first booster and the second and the third? And we had parents.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was totally agreeing with you. I think there's a little delay. You know, but it seems to me, though, Lori, that they never intended to follow the science, because even their own data doesn't justify their authoritarian vaccine mandates. Here's data from the U.S.'s own vaccine adverse event reporting system. 30,000 or more deaths, 176,000 hospitalizations, 52,000 cases of myocarditis, and 57,000 permanently disabled.
Okay, now I'm going to give you. You see those? That's the VAERS. That's the sample size. Remember, I explained it, and I took a long time explaining it so that anyone who's skeptical understands. That's the sample size. Anyone who gives you those numbers and says that's the numbers, that's like saying a candidate, they took a poll and only has 300 supporters in the entire state. That's the entire United States. That's a sample size, a tiny fraction of what's happening in the United States. Okay, you've got that. 30,000 deaths. If I use Steve Kirsch with 2 degrees from MIT, which that's who I'm going with, and has done the most research into this, I believe, on how to calculate, and I still think he was being safe with his equation. 30,000 deaths equals 1.2 million. That's what you're getting, 1.2 million. 176,000 hospitalizations is actually 7,216,000 hospitalizations. 7 million. 52,000 cases of myocarditis. You do that by the factor of 41. That's actually 2,132,000 myocarditis cases. Myocarditis, just so you know, in my very last episode, we had a doctor warn you that young people who get myocarditis, if you're young, 50% of myocarditis cases, according to him, will die within 5 years of that myocarditis case. 50%. So if that's true, 2,100,000 myocarditis cases in the United States, how many of young people that is, I don't know. But if a huge chunk of those people are young people, that chunk, half of them will be dead within 5 years. That's how serious that is. And the other, all of that 2,132,000, all of them, their lifespan has been shortened. The question is, how long? We don't know. How about this? Permanently disabled. This is not temporary side effects. This is permanently disabled, 57,000. That's just the sample size. What does that actually mean? 2,337,000 permanently disabled from the vaccine. Oh, there's more. Let me play you a little more of Dr. Gina as she was going over the VAERS data.
And get this, Lori, 1,100 athletes have died from sudden death between 1966 and 2004. Compare that, though, to 673 who have died since January of 2021. Roughly 1 year span, yet nearly half the amount of the roughly 40-year span. Lori, and you look at these VAERS numbers, and even they admit that their numbers are probably only about 1% because most incidents aren't reported. Your reaction to all of it?
Okay. I don't think I have time to go fully into her reaction. But there you see Dr. Gina saying that a lot of people think that those numbers are 1%. And this is what I was talking about. If I wanted to scaremonger you, I told you I gave you the best case numbers. Now let me give you that because I know you're curious. People throw that out there. Well, what does that actually mean? And again, I'm going to be rounding. And remember, these numbers are actually more. Even on the VAERS site, they're more than what we're actually using, a little bit more than what we're actually using. It's rounded down. So 30,000 deaths. If she's right, and it's only 1%, that really would mean I could have put numbers up and say 3 million deaths from the vaccine have happened in the United States alone. Look at this number. 176,000 hospitalizations. If that's only 1%, and I didn't go with this, I could have scaremongered you. I could have put a headline that said 17 million hospitalizations. It might be that much. It could be even higher. It could be. But let's say that's got to be close to the worst case scenario, I hope. But I could have led with that and said, I'm using the calculation of 1% that many people say is, and 17 million people have been hospitalized from this vaccine. Is that possible? Well, in America, we have almost, 400 million people, around 400 million people in the United States. So, yes, that's conceivable from the vaccine with the amount of millions of people that got the vaccine. I don't know. I didn't go with that number. I'm just giving it to you because I know people are curious. What is the 1%? No one gives you these numbers. If it's 1% of myocarditis cases, if that's what VAERS is reporting, and that's only 1% of the cases, that means it would be over 5 million myocarditis cases. And remember, if they're young adults, they have, I won't explain, you'll have to watch last week's video as to why myocarditis and why the vaccine hits younger people, because their immune system is stronger and it attacks, but I don't have time to go into it. But over 5 million. And permanently disabled, that would mean people who have gotten the vaccine, this one I rounded maybe a little bit up, it's just under 6 million. It's under 6 million. It'd be like 5.7 million, but just under 6 million permanently disabled people. I could have thrown those numbers out there if I wanted to scaremonger you. I could have put that in my headline. But you know what? If I did, I don't think people would have believed me. So I gave you in my headline the best case scenario numbers. I think anyone who does a factor under 41 is way off. That's my personal belief. And they'll say, no, you're not giving the best case scenario would be, and they'll grab somebody else. And, no. Whoever came up with that factor, show me where you got that factor. I'll put them up against Steve Kirsch, who has two MIT degrees, and has explained how he went over this and even used what VAERS said what to do to come to the factor of 41. He did the calculation. I'll put him in front. That's where I'm getting it. Where are you getting your factor from? And remember, Steve Kirsch, he got vaccinated and realized he was being deceived. He was on the left and went and researched the stuff for himself. And he could not believe what he found, and it changed his entire life and his outlook on the world completely. So you can't say it's politically motivated. I'm not using someone who has some sort of political motivation to be anti-Democrat or liberals who pushed all of this. He was a liberal. That should factor in. And I'm using his calculation. So what more do I have to prove, folks, that this vaccine is the most dangerous thing against humanity? Imagine if I were to give you the world numbers, which I don't know how to calculate the world numbers. I'm not sure how. But if this is just the United States, how many people has Dr. Fauci killed? Millions! How many people are going to die from myocarditis in the future that have not died from the vaccine yet? Millions. How many people's had their immune system damaged and have not faced the music yet? Millions. Remember, if you're somebody that is pushing other people to get the vaccine because you got it and you played Russian roulette and it didn't go off, and since the gun didn't go off on you, you say, see, it's safe, it's fun, you pull the trigger too, you're crazy. Besides the fact that it's worse than Russian roulette, where you may have pulled the trigger three times and it didn't go off. Boom, 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 didn't go off. But every time you pull that trigger, what you didn't know is secretly it's shooting radiation into your brain so that it can kill you down the road. So yeah, the bullet didn't go off, so you didn't die instantly, but you did damage yourself with radiation. It would be like that. And then you run around saying, it's safe. Don't you dare run around saying it's safe. I am over. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is, of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.